The sprinter said she never meant her statements critical of the Belarusian Olympic Committee to be interpreted as political criticism, but in a country where the president only months ago relinquished his 25-year chairmanship of the Olympic Committee to no one other than his son, that seems to have been exactly what's happened. Although Timanovskaya said her priority was her safety, she says her goal is to continue her running career and hopes to take part in two more Olympic Games. Poland says it will gladly help her with that goal if she desires. Last month, the United Nations assessed the human rights situation in Belarus to be unprecedented in scope and gravity, with violent repression of protests, thousands imprisoned for criticizing the government, and hundreds of allegations of torture and rape by state officials. Stuart Smith, Moscow.